So today's shiur, we're going to be learning about the simanei ilanos. What are the signs of a fruit, a vegetable, based on the Gemara and Rishonim here, how one defines a fruit and a vegetable, and this is a very important discussion in many areas of halacha. For example, the arla. Arla, as we'll see in the Gemara, the chi of arla, the iser arla, the first 3 years you plant the fruit, you cannot eat. The fourth year you bring to Yerushalayim, and the fifth year you could eat anywhere. The din of arla only applies to fruit and trees. So we have to know what is a fruit, what's a tree, to know when to apply the din arla. Kilayim, kileaterim, you can't crossbreed grapes with vegetables, not fruit, but vegetables. So which objects are considered vegetables that come bechlal the iser of kileaterim? Is a carrot a vegetable that you can't plant it with grapes? The din of truma and maisos. Truma, you take off a 50th, a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, you give to a kohen of the new fruit and grains that have been grown. And maisos, you give a 10th to the levi. So din of trumas and maisos only apply to peros on a deraisa level and vegetables on a derban level. So again, what's a vegetable, what's a fruit, impacts that halacha, and most pertinent to us of brachos, hilchos brachos, what do you say bori pra eitz, and what do you say bori pra adama? Is a banana a fruit? Is a banana a vegetable? Is a pineapple a fruit? Is a strawberry a fruit? How do we define these things? So this sugya is very, very important. We've shown him of how one defines it. So let's begin. So Mishnah Laman Dalam and Beis, which hopefully you, many of you saw, we're not going to read right now. As we go Vayit in the Gemara over the next few days, few weeks, we'll come back and analyze each line of the Mishnah. We'll skip the Mishnah for right now. It's just about an esrog, which psulim, what's considered a kasher esrog, what's considered a pasul esrog. So the Gemara in Laman Heyman Aleph starts as follows. How do we know what is an esrog? The pasuk never tells us what's an esrog. So the pasuk says as follows, the Gemara writes, Tanur Rabbanan, pre-Eitz Hadar. That's the pasuk's definition of the fruit needed to be taken as the dalaminim. Eitz, shetam eitzo, upirio shave. It has to be some fruit where the bark and the fruit taste identical. Havi omer, ze esrog. Well, it must be an esrog, because if you taste the bark of an esrog, apparently, it tastes the same exact as the fruit itself of an esrog. Must be pre-Eitz Adar is an esrog. Gemara challenges and says, ve'ema pilpulin. Maybe it refers to peppers, the pepper that is used as spices. Maybe it's pilpulin. That too has that same feature of the bark tasting like the fruit. Kidatani, the Brisa says, Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer, Mimashmashin Amar Nutatem Kol Eitz. And the Pasuk says in the context of Arla, again, Arla, the first 3 years, you cannot eat at all. It's asur to eat. So it says you plant a tree. Of course, we're referring to a tree that bears fruit. So why does the Pasuk go on to say, Eini Yodea Shu Eitz Machal? Do I not know it's a fruit, a tree that bears fruit? Ma tamalomer eitz machal. Why is the pasuk adding the word machal? Must be eitz shetam eitzu upirio shava. It must be a type of fruit where the branch, the bark, and the fruit taste the same. Have omer zeh pilpulin. It must be peppers. L'lamedcha sheh pilpulin chayim ba'arla. The teacher's pilpulin is chayim ba'arla. Vein eretz yisrael chaser klum. And eretz yisrael also is lacking nothing. Everyone asked me what exactly is that doing in the brisa. Achorim do deal with that. Shenem alo sechsa kobo. Fine. What comes out of this brisa is that pilpulin also has that same quality of the esrog that the bark and the fruit taste identical. So Gemara Rashi says, Rashi writes in Chayavim, the top of the page here, the second line down, it's Chayavim ba'arla, that these peppers are chayavim arla, dilo tema min yeriku. You shouldn't say that it's a vegetable, mipnei shu eit shafal, that it's a low down tree, low to the ground, kimin rosam, she'ena gavah min ha'aretz, that's not high off the ground. The havamin is, why would you think pepper? Pepper is a type of fruit, when it's in its moist state, it's a type of fruit. So why would you think that pepper would not be chayv in arla? Every fruit, every tree that bears fruit is chayv in arla. So Rashi says the havamin is, since it grows on a low down tree, maybe a bush even, I don't even know how it grows, it grows down on a low tree. Also, maybe it's not considered a tree, you should not be chayv in arla. Kamash milan, you're chayv in arla. What's the Kamash Milan here? Right, some of the guys were arguing about what the Kamash Milan here was, right? Drake and Gary? So what the Havmin is, that since it's a low-down tree...
You think it's a vegetable.
So you think it's a vegetable. Kamash Milan, what's the Kamash Milan?
Even though it's low to the ground, it's still fruit, which is usually considered a vegetable. No, it's not a vegetable. Or... No, there are some kind of trees that grow.
Say again. No, you're not. Again, we thought that since it's low down to be a vegetable, kamashmalan that it.
You say kamashmalan that no, there are some things that grow to the ground that are in fact fruits.
Right. So you could say that. No, really, that is a definition. Vegetables are things that grow low to the ground, and pilpulin are perhaps an exception. Why is this pepper, even though it grows low to the ground, is that considered a fruit? Perhaps it has this unique feature of having the bark taste like the tree. This quality might put it in the same category as an esro somehow. But that's not the best, because Tilson, which is Tosa's quotes, is also a similar type of fruit, which actually is really a vegetable, that has that same quality where the bark tastes like the fruit. So you do have vegetables that have the fruit and bark tasting the same. You have fruit that tastes the same. But Noah's suggesting that maybe really the definition in Laskana is the low-down tree, a bush, is a vegetable. Somehow peppers are an exception, and they somehow are categorized as fruit. Or alternatively, how else could you interpret this Havamina and the Maskana?
There are some vegetables that are fruits.
That's a vegetable or fruit. But no, this is that it was an incorrect Havamina. That we don't define vegetables based on low down to the ground. Rashi thought originally, since these peppers grow low to the ground, oh, that must be a vegetable, like carrots and cabbage that grow low down. Kamashma, no. We don't define fruit and vegetable by how high or how low it grows. There might be some different definition of fruit, which we'll have to get to what that is. So this Rashi, you hear that? You see that? What's going on, Rashi? We're trying to figure out how you define a fruit and a vegetable. In the Havamina, Rashi tells us the definition is how high off the ground it grows. And the question is, it's unclear whether he maintains that Lamaskana also, or is a new interpretation, a new definition, which he doesn't tell us, doesn't privy us to that definition.
Either way, you always have to come to the conclusion that Kamash Malan is defining Kilgulin as a fruit. You can't say, even though it's a Yerek, Kamash Malan, the Gerasha Kasa tells us that it's still high.
Ah, very good. So Eitan is suggesting something entirely different, that maybe it is considered a vegetable. But Dine Arla is not subject to the dinim of fruit and vegetables. Arla has a completely different, set of rules that we look to. When it comes to Arla, fruit and vegetables is defined this way. When it comes to, let's say, Hilchos Brachos, fruit and vegetables is defined in an entirely different way. So yes, the Maskana, it is vegetable still, but Arla is different. Great point, Eitan. Right, is that clear?
Yeah.
Great point. So this is just all in the Maskana what Rashi holds. In the Havmina, it's unclear in the Maskana. There's several ways to go. Yeah.
So according to Eitan's Pshat, is that also within Rashi, or that could just be a different Pshat within the Gemara altogether?
It could also be with Rashi, I think.
Yeah?
I think that could be with Rashi also.
How does that fit in Rashi's voice?
Rashi only tells us the Havamina. Given that Havamina...
Oh, so that's just
right.
The
Maskana, we have no idea what he says in the Maskana. We have now three suggestions. Either rejects the Havamina, that vegetables are defined differently, he maintains it, but pilpulin are different, or maybe he maintains it and Arla overall is different. Very good. Okay. So now Tosfos comes along, which many of you have saw. We don't need to see the whole Tosfos, but just the beginning, he quotes Shita's Rashi, and then three lines down on Tosfos, he says, Vakasha, the first line, he says, Vakasha, de lo bahachi talya milsa. It's not dependent on how high or how low it grows. Vakama etim shvalim him sheyeshlem taras ilan. There are many trees out there that are low to the ground, yet are categorized as trees. So what's Rashi saying? The definition is based on how high or how low the ground is. He just says, look around. We know there are trees that are low to the ground. So it must be a different definition of fruits and trees. Not based on the height. It must be some other telling factor. Tosus doesn't tell us what that is, but the Ritva does. The Ritva here in Sukkah, on the same page, he quotes Rashi, and then he goes along with Tosfos and says also, we don't define it based on how high or how low it is. Rather, he quotes a Gemara in Brachos and says as follows. Klalol shadavar. Here, this is the rule. This is the rule of fruits and vegetables. Kol sheyesh lo eitz kayim, shenosein pri, any tree that gives off a fruit, v'chozer v'nosein pri acher, and it reproduces another fruit the next season, zehu ilan, this is a tree, le'inin arla, u'le'inin birchas bori priyayis. When it comes to din arla, when it comes to brachos, he categorizes them, groups them together. The definition is something, a tree that regrows from season to season. Where does he get this from? The Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Amin Aleph, has the same question. This Daf Mem is going on the Mishnah. You say Bori Per Eitz on fruit of the trees, and you say Haladama on fruits of the ground. So the Gemara here writes, how do you know what a fruit is? What's a fruit and what's a vegetable? The Gemara says as follows. Heichem Mivarchinan Bori Per Eitz, when do you say Ha'etz? When the fruit is removed from one season, and the tree remains during the winter months, after the fruit has all been taken off, the tree remains, and the next season, it regrows itself. So you have an apple tree in your backyard, comes along, I don't know, like it's a spring that grows fruit, you take the fruit off, in the summertime it gets dry, the wintertime it gets, all the leaves fall off, the apple tree still remains there, and the next season, without having to do anything, it regrows apples. And the same thing with oranges. These trees regrow each year from season to season. The tree remains and the fruits regrow. That's the definition of a fruit, and a vegetable is anything that's not that way. A vegetable is something like a cucumber or a tomato that you have to regrow each season. So the Gemara in Brachos tells us that, and that's what the Ritva is quoting in Sukkah. The definition is whether it regrows itself or whether it has to be replanted each year. However, there's a Tosefta in Kilayim, which gives us a different definition, which might be what Rashi's working off of in Sukkah. Because Rashi in Sukkah, again, told us the definition is based on how high or how low it is. Tosefta in Kilayim, where is this? Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, the end of Perek Gimel. I can't seem to find... Oh, here we go. Writes as follows. Zaklal, this is the rule. It's a different rule than what the Ritva from the Bracha says. The rule is as follows. Kol ha-motzi aleh meikaro. Anything that grows from the roots, harei zayarek. Like a potato or a carrot, any type of things that are basically root vegetables. Anything that grows on the root, that's a vegetable. Anything that doesn't grow off the roots, but grows off of a tree, hareza ilan. It's not dependent on what happens each season, whether it regrows itself each season. It depends on if it's a root, it's a vegetable. If it's a tree, it's a tree. It's a fruit.
So how do you define a tree then? So they get every tree. Anything
above ground. A root is below ground, and a tree would be anything above ground.
We
didn't get to the Psak Halacha yet, but at least right now in the sources, we have these two different definitions.
So basically, almost everything would be defined as a fruit at that point.
That's a carrot grows below ground. It does, yeah. Well, banana grows on a tree. Actually, we'll get to banana, but there are plenty of root vegetables. I guess you would call them. So according to Tosefta, it depends on the tsura, the physical features of the tree, whether it's a root or a tree. And according to the Gemara in Brachos, it's dependent on whether it regrows itself. Now, what's the machlokas about? So it could be that when it comes to at least Hilchos Brachos, before we get to that, what the machlokas is about, the Ritva in Brachos Daf Mem quotes this Tosefta in Kilayim and wants to know how do you deal with this Tosefta in Kilayim. Tosefta in Kilayim says it's a tree or if it's a veg or if a root. That's the definition. How do you deal with the Gemara in Brachos, which says it's about regrowing itself each year? So he says, in not so many words, that the definitions of Kilayim and Hilchos Brachos are very different. The Tosefta in Kilayim is a reference to Kilayim. When it comes to Hilchos Brachos, we have a different definition, kind of like what Eitan was suggesting by the Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah, his Avmin is talking about generally vegetables, let's say Hilchos Brachos. The Maskana was, Dine Arla has an entirely different set of rules how to define a fruit and vegetable. So the Ritva says the same that idea when it comes to Kalayim versus Hilchos Brachos. Kalayim have a different set of rules. If it's above ground, that's a tree by Kalayim. If it's below ground, it's a root, that's a vegetable by Kalayim. But when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, it's depending on whether it regrows itself. So what's the Machlokas is whether or not by Hilchos Brachos, forget Kalayim, Arla, so now we're going to focus on Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, whether you use the definition of regrowing itself or you use the definition of a tree, what's that machlokas about? So what's the point of brachos? Why do we have so many different, six different brachos in Birchas Hananan? Why don't we just have a shahakol niya bidvaro? And that could be one Birchas Hananan, and that could work for everything you eat. You say a bracha, you're matir the food, you ask a kaddish bracha for permission, why do you have so many different brachos when it comes to eating? So the reason is, because they want to be, we want to be as specific as possible to be meshabech a kaddish bracha, to praise him on the greatness he has. The more specific you are, hamoti lechem in arat, that you could bring bread from the ground, that's a great praise for Kaddish Baruch Hu. Bori Priya Gofen, that he produces wine. Bori Priya Eitz, the trees, and Bori Priya Adam, all these things are, we get more specific from Shehakol up until Hamoti Lechem and Arach. We're trying to get as specific as possible to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the Shvach when it comes to fruit? So the Hokus could be whether or not something that grows on a tree, high up on a tree, that itself shows some type of stature and greatness. That's the greatness of a fruit. It grows on a high tree. And we're being the Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that greatness, that what a beautiful creation, a bria on this tree that's so high up, the fruit we get from the tree. Alternatively, we could be the Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we could plant a fruit tree one time. Once. Put the seed in the ground, and from year after year, it grows fruit. The apple tree is always there. And that's what being the Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that might be the machlokas, how exactly, they're both praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, but somehow they're trying to figure out what is the praise, is it the way it looks, the appearance it gives off the tree, or is it about what it actually produces, the fruit that we gain? There might be other interpretations what the machlokas is. Fine. So those are the two simple ways how to understand the definition of fruit. Now, we're going to focus on the Hilchos, on the Gemara and Brachos, the definition that's really about regrowing itself. And the Gemara said literally, when it regrows itself, not only does it have to regrow itself each year, but it also has to maintain its, the tree has to stay from year to year. The apple tree stays, remains from year to year. And but the Rush, however, in Brachos, Perek Vav in Simin Chav Gimel, he records the Gemara slightly differently. He writes as follows. The Gemara Ka'amar, the Gemara says, Kol Davar She'osa Peros Mishana L'shana Nikra'etz. Any fruit, or any tree that bears fruit from year to year, that's called a fruit. He doesn't have that criteria of needing the tree to remain, as long as it reproduces fruit. There are some trees, like bananas and pineapple trees, which are trees above ground, that dry up through the winter months, but from the roots that remain in the ground, they regrow themselves. You plant a banana tree once and it stays. But there's no tree during the winter. Same thing with pineapple. For the Rush, a banana would be considered ha'es since it regrows itself. It's his only criteria. But the Mordechai, in the back of Brachos, writes differently based on the simple reading of the Gemara that the tree also has to remain, has to endure the winter months. So the apple tree, since the tree remains in the winter months and then it also reproduces the fruit each year, that's considered a fruit. But a banana tree and a pineapple tree, which the tree dies out during the winter season, that's not enough for the Mordechai. Even though it regrows its fruit each year, the fact that the tree does not remain, that would be considered a vegetable, according to the Mordechai. Is that clear, guys? Right? So that's two deyas, Mordechai versus the Rush, and the Torah, in fact, brings both these deyas lehalacha. It brings both these shitas. So the question is, how do we paskin now? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Gimel, in Reish, beginning of Reish Gimel, he writes, "Al tusim hagdolim bisne, on strawberries that grow on a bush, bari pri adama. You say hadama on these strawberries. What's the reason? So the Rama writes, "The lo mikri eitz elashimotzi olav me'eitzo." It's only called a fruit when the tree gives off fruit. About mashemotzi olav mishrash, of things that which regrow from its roots, lo mikriates. A strawberry tree, the way it works, or bush, it regrows each season, but the bush dies out. The roots remain in the ground, and the roots are able to reproduce a new bush and reproduce strawberries each year. But for the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Mordechai, like the symbol reading Gemara, that you need also the tree and the bush to remain through the winter season. And since it doesn't remain for the strawberries, he paskins that you would only say Adama on strawberries. So that being the case, So the goes on the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Reish Gimel, Sif Gimel. He writes Al HaMozish, which is Arabic for banana, apparently. Borei Pri HaAdama. Good to know, right? Mozish or something. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. Mozish. So that's a banana. He writes, you say Borei Pri HaAdama on a banana, which is consistent with his psak, because a banana, again, grows. It is a tree, but each season it dries out and it regrows itself each season. That's not enough to qualify for fruit for the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, you'd only say Ha'adam according to Shulchan Aruch. However, it's very interesting that the normal din, the Mishnah in Daf Mem, in Brachot writes, if you say a Ha'adam on a fruit, if I have an apple, I'm supposed to say on Ha'et. If I accidentally say Ha'adam on it, I'm Yotzer. Because at the end of the day, the apple does also grow from the ground. The ground produces the tree and then produces the apple. But a Ha'adam is still an accurate bracha on the fruit. Mashen kain, if I said ha'etz on a vegetable like a potato, that wouldn't be yotze, because a potato does not grow on a tree. I have to be accurate, say ha'adama. If I say ha'etz accidentally on an adama, it doesn't work. When I was in yeshiva 10 years ago, I accidentally said ha'etz on a banana, and I asked one of the rabbeim there, and he said, let's ask another rav there. And they said, I've got to say another bracha of hadama, because in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you say hadama on banana, and if you say ha'et on vegetables, it doesn't work. However, it seems to be incorrect. It's brought down, I've only learned years afterwards, did I know that? I think some may say that's true by bananas, but many poskim paskin, based on the Rav Avadi Yosef, they know since there are, it's Mechokos Rishonim had a paskin, and some Rishonim hold that a banana, in fact, is a fruit, because it regrows itself each year, even though there's no wood, there's no tree still. But according to the Rush, it's still a fruit, and the Rush would say you would say ha'etz. If you accidentally said ha'adama, you don't have to. If you accidentally said ha'etz on a banana, you would not have to go back. The same thing would apply by a pineapple. So I read somewhere that, I think it was Rabbi Teitz, that in Elizabeth, he used to have the minhag to have bananas a Seder night. To teach that a banana was ha'adama, right? For, you know, we have for karpas, whatever we use for celery, whatnot. He would have a banana to teach his family that. I guess back then, many years ago, bananas maybe were new. The person who was writing the article I read said maybe bananas were new. People didn't know; they thought it was a fruit. You know, it tastes like a fruit. It's sweet and it looks like a fruit, so maybe it should be ha'et. So he wanted to teach the halacha was true. You should say ha'adama. So I think his family still has bananas at the Seder. So to teach that halacha. So that's in terms of the question of defining a tree and a vegetable. It comes to bananas and pineapple, very halachal maisa. There's another question when it comes to berries. We already quoted the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, in strawberries you say a ha'adama. You look at the Gemara in Brachos, the Tosos there in Daf Mem, he discusses what's the din by berries. So he writes that tusim and other types of berries, he says you have to say ha'et on all berries. Share derech ha'et liskayim yomim rabim. It's the way it works is that the trees remain for a long time. V'chishakal ha'pri, when you take the fruit off one season, v'shanazu halder asi pri ba'osa ha'et atmo, the fruits return the next season. So it seems, according to everybody, you should say ha'et on a berry, because the berry bushes remain, and it also has new fruit each season. However, he quotes Rav Rabbi Menachem, brings a raya from the Yushalmi, whatever the raya is. He says, no, you should actually say ha'adama on berries. He doesn't give a logic for it. He just brings a raya from the Gemara and Kalayim. The Yushalmi Kalayim seems to imply that way. But what's the logic for it?
Yeah. So is he saying even if they grow back not from the tree, if they grow back from the roots?
It seems the way it works, and Tosus says this, and that he might not be talking about strawberries themselves, might be other types
even
of berries. Forget strawberry, but like berries, the bushes remain in the, aside from strawberries, mm-hmm. Other berries, the bush remains throughout the winter, and it reproduces, bears fruit each season. So if that's the criteria, it seems everyone would think that would for sure be fruit. It regrows each season, and also the tree, the bush, remains through the winter season. So of course you should say ha'et on it, yet Rav Menachem quoted in Tosos, based on the Raya, but he doesn't explain the logic for it, he thinks you should say ha'adama. What's Pshat in Rav Menachem? So I think Pshat is this Rashi, that we go back to Rashi and Sukkah again, back to that. The Rashi said, the Havamina, what is the definition of a vegetable and a fruit? Anything that grows low to the ground. So these bushes, if you look at some of these pictures, they're bushes, they're low to the ground, they're not trees. So perhaps Rashi, even Lamaskana, we said in the Havamina, he thought that the vegetables, anything low to the ground, would be considered a vegetable. Rashi might think, even Lamaskana, that would be the case. That the Lamaskana, still a vegetable, would be defined by something low to the ground. In which case, these berry bushes, which are low to the ground, would also be categorized as vegetables, according to Rashi. And perhaps that's Pshat and Rav Menachem. Menachem thinks these bushes are low to the ground, this is Shitas Rashi, and therefore you should only say a Ha'adama on these berries. Now, Lamais, when it comes to these berries, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it seems that we should really say Ha'etz. Right, so he writes, it seems to be that it makes sense based on all these sources that you should say ha'etz on all these berries, but somehow the minhag ha'olam is that we say ha'adam on all these berries. So he quotes a chay adam and ends up being the psak halach is as follows. They make the following distinction. That anything that grows above three tefachim, any bush above three tefachim, would be considered a ha'etz, a tree. Any bush that grows below three tefachim would be considered a ha'adamah, which is kind of like that Rashi. Rashi is anything that's shuffled low down to the ground, below three tefachim. Three tefachim is usually, we assume anything below three tefachim is part of the ground, anything above three tefachim is above the ground. So therefore it seems the way we're passing is anything below three tefachim is a part of the ground, and that's a vegetable. Anything above three tefachim would be height. And the Maisa, all berries that I looked into, and I think they write this also, all berries seem to grow on berries, on bushes that are above three tefachim, and therefore you would say height on any berry. Except for strawberry, but any berry, it's a raspberry, a blackberry, a blueberry, whatever berries have no bugs, and all these have bugs also, that's a separate discussion. But theoretically, these berries have, we'd say, eights on them. Strawberries is the only exception, because strawberries, the tree dies out each season. And that's how we end up passing. Well, I won't get into now, one other thing to keep in mind in terms of discussion of defining fruit and vegetable, the papaya fruit. Anyone familiar with papaya? Great. So what bracha do you say now?
I've had it a long time.
Okay, good. So the papaya is very, I'm not going to get into it, it's very, very complicated. There's a ton of tshuvas about what a papaya, because papaya I think only grows for a few seasons and then it just dies out. Is that qualified as being something that goes from season to season? It only goes for the first few years. So many achronim talk about this in the context of arla. Is papaya chayv in arla? It only lasts for a few years. Arla might only be things that last for many years. And there are other complicated issues by papaya. Right, Forrest Paskins that we should say what does he say on it? Hadama. My daughter last week had a brachas bian two weeks ago. So she came home with all these the fruit and vegetables and what brachas to say on each types of food. So papaya, it said a hadama, and consistent with Rabbi Forrest. She was studying Wednesday night. Thursday, she went to school and she came home. We had a whole party. They brought in fruit, and Mora said to say ha'etz on papaya. So she said to the Mora, but the book said to say adama. So the Mora said, no, it's ha'etz. So obviously, there's a lot of confusion in the first grade Moras, but also in the Achorim, there's a lot of confusion what bracha to say. Right? Forrest Paskin's adama, but I sat next to a wedding Sunday night, Rabbi Schechter. I was at this table. None of my friends were sitting next to me. And next thing I know, Rabbi Shachta sits next to me. All right, so I got to start talking to him and learning. So I happen to be learning this stuff. So I said, what bracha do you say on papaya? So he says, you say ha'etz. I said, really? I thought like all the tshuvas say, you say ha'adama. He says, no, that's their discussion about dine arla. When it comes to arla, papaya is not b'chal arla. But if it's not a tree, it goes up, it's strong. So he says ha'etz. But most paskin ha'adama on that, yeah.
What fruits are like Rashi referring to when like it grows low to the ground? Because like if it's not berries, because those grow above three tefachim, and we're not talking about strawberries because that's for whatever other reason. So like what things are like low to the ground then?
I don't know.
Like Rashi seems like,
yeah, I'm just showing
like a definition, but that nothing fits into it.
I think Rai Forrest was also he was writing that blackberries used to grow differently than the blackberries nowadays. Maybe blackberries grew much lower. I'm not sure.
What's this low temperature also he mentions?
I have no idea.
So maybe
maybe that. Yeah, maybe that rotem tree. Yeah. I don't know what that is exactly. So now I guess let's just finish reading the Gemara. We'll get to the two dots, and Mirza Hashem tomorrow we'll get to the next sugya of the bias by Isurei Hana.
Can you say that Tosa doesn't like Rashi's Hagdar of Elon because based on we had like whatever times this year about like whether you apply love to other areas of Torah besides Sukkah? And then Rashi has this fear that it's close to the ground, it's considered the ground itself, like he will, it's going from the roots, and therefore it'd be considered a vegetable. However, Tosa says no. Just because it's close to the ground doesn't mean we apply that rule of love or whatever you know. Like,
interesting.
And they say specifically through Tzvachim and whatever Mishabura, it's dependent on that. And Tosa says that it only applies to Sukkah, doesn't apply to other areas.
Yeah, that's definitely what to consider. Yeah. Okay. So whether din of love it is a din of three Tzvachim. Whether that din of three, when three tefachim playing within three tefachim with each other, we kind of assume they're connected. Do we apply that to dinei sukkah and erevin and other halachas, and therefore we expand it to every single area of halacha, including hilchos brachos and dinei arla, or it's limited to only where the chachamim actually applied it already, and what to think about? Okay, let's just finish reading the rest of the Gemara to conclude. To get ready for tomorrow. So we're up to now, the Gemara just brought a question, how do we know that pre-Eitz Hadar in the Pasuk is a reference to an Esrog where the bark and fruit taste the same? We also have the, by pepper, also the branch and the fruit taste the same. So the Gemara says, no, Hasa Mishim Delo Efshar Hechinavid. You have no choice. Hechinavid, Ninkur Chada. If you take one pepper, you know, Lo Minkur Liki Chasa. You can't. You won't recognize that it has to be a lakicha nikaris. You won't recognize that lakicha. Ninko trei ol tlasa. You're going to take two or three of them, so that's a little more noticeable. Echad amar achman of loshnayim ishloshel peros. The Torah says one, and not two or three. Ephraim asked a great question. I have to look into it. How could the Gemara have a meaning to think you could take one pepper? The Mishnah told us this shear has to be keegos or kebetza. Clearly, one of these peppers are not that size. What was the habit of the Gemara? I did see people deal with it. I forgot who. I wanted to try to look into that. But that was a great question. So Hilchach left. So therefore, the Gemara rejects it. Said it's not possible. That's why it must be, since pilpilin can't use a pepper, it must be an esrog, is the fruit referred to in the Torah. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said a different reason. Atukei, yeah.
It's about the taste and the bark and the fruit being the same. There are also other fruits that apply not just pepper. Six pepper brachos don't slop the whole time. There's also such a. There are other fruits I can find into that. They can also be nicker. It could be the right shear also.
But it doesn't have that quality of having the branch and the fruit
the same.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Slop for sure, doesn't it?
I don't know. The only thing that Tosas brings here is this talfin. In. Yeah. So, and that is only a vegetable. I'm not sure why we know it has to be a fruit. I don't know why. Right, that's a good point, right? Pre-Eitz Hadar. So I'm not sure about the tzlaf, though. I'm not familiar with that. I've seen a quote, but I didn't know that it tastes the same, the fruit and the bark. Yeah, okay. We'll have to look into that. Okay, so I guess we'll have to look into for that one. But Rashi, Tosa only brings those three cases. If that's true, Tzarachin, why Tosa doesn't bring that tzlaf case. Okay. The Gemara goes on to bring different definitions. He says, Revi Omer al tikri hadar, when the Pasuk says, Priyat hadar ela hadir, how do we define it? Like a stable of some sort. Ma dir yesh, so ze yeshbo gdol mktan mtmim bali mumim. Just like a sheep that live in some type of a stable. A stable is that's for horses usually, right? With a pen maybe. So they have, you have some big ones, you have small sheep, you have blemish sheep. Hachanami yeshbo gdol mktan mtmim bali mumim. Here too also, the esrog, you're on the same tree. You have some big ones, you have some small ones, you have some one tmimim. Atu shar peros les bo gdol mktanim. Look at any tree. Any fruit tree has big and small ones and nice ones and blemished ones. So Elohachi Kamal Gemara meant to say, no, ad shibon ketanim adayin gedolim kayamim. When it comes, when the small ones are beginning to grow and blossom, so too the old ones, the bigger ones, are still there. I guess the way most trees, I'm assuming just based on the Gemara, the apple tree, let's say, will grow at the same pace. They'll start growing and get big, and you take them off. Somehow the esrog, I'm not that familiar. The older ones will still be on the tree while the new ones are still growing. That is apparently a unique feature of an esrog. Rabbi Abo Amar Al Tukri Hadar Ella Davar Shadar Bilano Mishana Lashana. Something that lasts, either grows from year to year, or something that lasts from year to year. That's a unique feature of the Esog. Shekein b'lashon Yivani karin l'mayim Eder, because when it comes in the Greek language, Eder, hider, is the definition of a water. What did I skip? No, Ben Azeh. Right. Ben Azeh Omer Altuki Hadar Ela Eder. Ben Azeh is a different reason. You should say Eder, Shekein Belashin Yevani Koran Lemaim Eder. That's the Greek way of saying water. Eder, the Ezu, he Shegadal Komaim, Havi Omer Ze Esog. And Esog grows on most waters, and that's why Esog is the unique, that must be the fruit that must be taken for the Dal Aminim. There was an interesting discussion here. I decided not to do it, but a lot of the tshuvas discussed based on these gemaras how to define a esrog murkav, a esrog that's been grafted with a lemon or other types of fruit. How do you define? You know, now it's hard to tell what's an esrog and what's been grafted with a lemon, and they have different simanim based on the gemara. How do you tell what is considered an esrog or not? And they want to know whether that these esrogim. Some talk about the esrog we have has to be it's lachmosh mesinai. We know for sure it's the right one. The simanim that are given in the gemara here are simply just simanim. They're not really used to. You don't have to really look into what's in the esrog. We have an esrog, and that's for sure. There's no questions about it. Others say no. We have to actually look in to figure out what's the right esrog based on these simanim given here. So basically, they ask the question: how much is it a siman siba? How much are these things really the reason that the esrog has to have these qualities, or how much are they just indicators about it? I'm not going to get into it, but this would be the place to discuss the halachic topic of how to check. And many will check. You have to have like very bumpy esrog, because that's a clear indicator, they claim, that an esrog is an esrog and not a grafted esrog, and other such stuff. So I guess we'll stop here. And Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we'll do the buy list by Easter Hena. And again, for anybody who's interested, tomorrow morning, 9:10, we'll come to my mock and we'll discuss some of the issues for tomorrow's shiur.